So today I have a simple message for you. So you can turn off after I've said this if you want to. Trust and obey. All the time, even when it doesn't make sense, even when you don't understand, go on trusting and obeying God the Father. Kim's going to come up in a moment and give our reading, but I've chosen it because it's about Abraham. And the reason I've chosen it as it's about Abraham is because Abram became Abraham, but he is known in Scripture as the father of those who have faith. That little verse in Genesis where it says, Abraham believed the Lord and he credited it to him as righteousness. That's, I believe, is why he's called the father of people of faith. Because it's true for you, isn't it? You have believed in the Lord, and as a result of that, God has credited righteousness to your account. So let's hear the gospel reading. It's from Hebrews chapter 11.
Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 8. It was faith that made Abraham obey when God called him to go out to a country which God had promised to give him. He left his own country without knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as a foreigner in the country that God had promised him. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who received the same promise from God. For Abraham was waiting for the city which God had designed and built, the city with permanent foundations. It was faith that made Abraham able to become a father, even though he was too old and Sarah herself could not have children. He trusted God to keep his promise. Though Abraham was practically dead, from this one man came as many descendants as there are stars in the sky. As many as the numberless grains of sand on the seashore. It was in faith that all these persons died. They did not receive the things God had promised, but from a long way off they saw them and welcomed them, and admitted openly that they were foreigners and refugees on earth. Those who say such things make it clear that they are looking for a country of their own. They did not keep thinking about the country they had left. If they had, they would have had the chance to return. Instead, it was a better country they longed for, the heavenly country. And so God is not ashamed for them to call him their God, because he has prepared a city for them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
By faith, when he was called, Abraham obeyed and set out for that place. He didn't know where he was going. I'm not sure how well he understood how this would be fulfilled. And I think that speaks of faith, doesn't it? Leaving your hometown to go to a distant land. Not understanding exactly how the promises are going to be made true, but he went in faith. I don't claim to have the faith of Abraham, but I was reminded of this story from my own experience. I was running round Taunton when I was curate, and I ran past this lady who goes to our church, and she was crying, and I ran past because I thought I'm on a run, and then I thought, that's not right, is it? So I am. And I think I felt a bit convicted by God that I should turn around. So I turned around and I went to see this lady. And she was upset because she needed to get to London for an appointment. So I said, well, come back to my house and I'll see if my diary is free on that day. And my diary was free, so I just got the sense that God is saying, you can't do this all the time as a vicar, can you? Drive people left, right and centre. But I felt God was saying on this occasion, you need to take this lady to London. So the day came, and as we were driving to London for this appointment, the dashboard turned red. Everything was going wrong. And I'm no expert, and I just thought, I was just belligerent. God's going to get us there. Do you know what I mean? So at some point, I lost power steering, carried on without my power steering. And then I thought, maybe we should pull over. So I pulled up at this service station, and I thought, well, can I carry on? I couldn't start the car. It completely failed. But I felt a peace, and I thought, it's going to be okay. And I can remember praying, God, I know you're going to get us there. I'd made a few phone calls but at this point, but I said, God, I know you're going to get us there. And after I made that prayer, I didn't understand, but things just seemed to happen really quickly from that point. Within minutes, someone turns up, takes my car, then I'm in a courtesy car in next to no time. It all happened really quickly, and we got the lady to her appointment. And I think sometimes God tests our faith, doesn't he? And you just have to keep going or trust in him, even though you don't understand. If I said to you, sit in that chair over there, that doesn't require much faith, does it? Because you know it's going to hold your weight. You understand it's going to hold your weight. That doesn't develop faith. But when you don't understand and God leaves you in that place sometimes, I believe he does it in part to encourage and mature us and develop faith in the person. It says in Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. And then it says this, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. I think what he's saying there is we are not to live out of our own understanding, but we are to trust in the Lord. And as we do that, we know his blessing, don't we? That's what it means by making your path straight. There is a blessing to be received in trusting and obeying God. And if you don't believe me, look at the nation of Israel. Read the Old Testament. Read the book of Judges. Do you know what I mean? When they turned to the Lord and obeyed him, he blessed them. And of course, trust comes before obedience, doesn't it? By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed. Those who have no faith, well, they're not obedient, are they? Let me ask a provocative question. You can answer after my... But some Christians are less obedient than others. We all know that, don't we? Is this because their faith is weaker? Is there a relationship between faith and obedience? Hebrews 12. As a reminder that we should be obedient. Verse 25. Be careful that you do not refuse to listen to the one who is speaking. That's a way of saying obey. For the people of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to Moses, the earthly messenger. We will certainly not escape if we reject the one who speaks to us from heaven. I'll leave you with David Pawson's definition of faith. The late David Pawson, trust and obey, he said. Trust and obey, whether you understand or not, and you will be blessed. Amen.